News came this week that the huge sugar factory at Cantley, close to Norwich, is to close. Adam Barker of the Evening News wrote a detailed report which includes some of the remarkable historical background. Here is Sam Stanley with Adam's story.
British Sugar has announced plans to close its Cantley sugar factory in Norfolk after more than a century, with the company citing high energy costs. The organisation will cease beet processing at the site, which is the UK's oldest sugar factory and one of only four left in the country, from the end of February next year. All 104 employees are set to be affected by this proposal. British Sugar said operations will be consolidated at its three remaining factories in Bury St Edmunds, Newark and Wissington, which it said have enough capacity to produce the same volume of sugar as at its current four-site operation. And the company said the proposal aims to improve efficiency, restore competitiveness and support the long-term future of the UK sugar industry. Built on the banks of the River Yare in 1912, the Cantley factory produces an average of 130,000 tonnes of sugar every year from around 1 million tonnes of beet grown by farmers in East Anglia. British Sugar has said all Cantley growers will be invited to continue growing beet for the 2027-28 campaign and beyond. But the National Farmers Union, NFU Sugar, which represents sugar beet growers in the UK, said it was extremely disappointed by the proposal. Kit Papworth, chairman of NFU Sugar Board, said, "Well, while we are pleased with British Sugar's commitment that no growers will be financially disadvantaged for the 2027-28 crop, we are calling for this to be made permanent to give affected growers the confidence to invest for the long-term future of the sector." Growers supplying Cantley have supported the industry for decades and will rightly be very concerned about the proposed closure and potential impact on their farming businesses. Over the past few decades, British Sugar has reduced its operational footprint from 18 factories to its current four. We believe this closure is also a consequence of government trade policy in allowing greater quantities of duty-free sugar to be imported into the UK, Mr. Papworth added. NFU Sugar is also very concerned this factory closure means British Sugar will reduce its commitment to domestically grown sugar beet. And as we have long argued, imported sugar may be produced in ways that are illegal in the UK. Jerome Mayhew, Conservative MP for Broadland and Fakenham, described the announcement as devastating. The factory has been at the heart of the sugar beet industry in Norfolk for over a century and drives a significant part of our farming economy, he said. More than 100 local people work at Cantley and all of them will be fearful for their future. In time, we will need to understand the role that the government's energy policies have had in driving this energy-intensive business into the ground. British Sugar said it will now begin discussions with Unite, its recognised union, and other employee representatives. Now, the Cantley factory runs on an on-site combined heat and power system, historically fired by coal and oil, but now based on a newer gas-fired plant, with some electricity exported to the grid. British Sugar invested £11 million in the new system last year, which came online at the start of the 2025-26 sugar beet campaign. It was designed to power factory operations, increasing energy efficiency and reducing annual site emissions by 16,000 tonnes. And further investments were also made last summer, including replacing decade-old equipment and installing new electrical infrastructure. The Conservatives had previously said they would scrap carbon taxes on British industry if they won power, arguing it would protect jobs in energy-intensive sectors. A leader, Kemi Badenoch, has said she would remove the carbon tax regime in its entirety. This would include the UK Emissions Trading Scheme, or ETS, which aims to limit the amount of carbon that can be emitted each year by the heavy industry, power and aviation sectors. Keith Packer, Managing Director of British Sugar, said the proposal has not been taken lightly. It follows a thorough review of the business and reflects a combination of external pressures, including low average European sugar prices, high energy costs, and a market-wide long-term gradual decline in volumes over time. Packaging facilities at British Sugar's three remaining sites will be retained, with Newark continuing to serve the company's brown sugar customers. Mr. Packer added, British Sugar will continue to be able to meet demand and maintain our market position with three factories. We recognise the uncertainty this proposal will create for our colleagues at Cantley and their families and the wider community. But our focus now is to engage openly and responsibly throughout the consultation progress. While this is a difficult proposal, we remain confident in the future of the UK sugar industry and believe these changes will help ensure British Sugar remains resilient, competitive and well-positioned to continue investing in our people and our customers and the wider homegrown sugar industry for years to come. The company confirmed that the Cantley factory will continue to operate as normal throughout the upcoming campaign. Future options for the site will be explored following the cessation of beet processing, subject to the outcome of the consultation process. Now, the history of the Cantley factory is located on the River Yare. The Cantley sugar beet factory is one of only four beet plants in the UK. It was built in 1912 on land from the former Cantley Grange estate, beside the river and the railway, giving easy access for river wherries and rail transport. The plant was founded by the Dutch company, Algemeen Suikermaatschappij, or ASMIJ, at a time when sugar beet production was already well established in mainland Europe, but still experimental in Britain. Machinery from a closed factory in Dordrecht, in the Netherlands, was shipped to England and installed at Cantley, with Dutch farmer and entrepreneur Johan van Rossum playing a leading role in developing the site. In its early years, the factory struggled because local farmers were sceptical about beet, doubting the suitability of Norfolk soils, and it meant there was insufficient tonnage to make the plant profitable. Well, the outbreak of the First World War compounded these problems, with production ceasing and the factory closing around 1916. And then post-war sugar shortages and rising prices saw a renewed push for domestic beet, and the English Beet Sugar Corporation took over Cantley in 1920, restarting production. Through the 1920s, a further 17 or so beet factories were developed all across Britain. And by the mid-1930s, Norfolk farmers were contributing around a third of national beet output. From the late 20th century, quotas and poor crops led to the closure of several British sugar sites. And by the 1990s, the UK network had shrunk significantly, including the closure of King's Lynn in 1994.